Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hello there. My name is Monica Burns. I'm a former classroom teacher and now spend my time sharing tips, strategies, and activity ideas to make easy EdTech integration a possibility in your classroom. You may be familiar with my books like Tasks Before Apps or my blog, ClassTechTips.com, or maybe we've met at a conference or at a presentation at your school or another special event. If you followed along with my EdTech tips in the past, welcome back. If you're new to joining us, I'm so glad you're here too. Each week, I share popular content from my blog. Sometimes I read aloud a blog post or share totally brand new content. Either way, I'm adding a few extra things so that you can jump right into whatever topic I talk about, and I try my best to bring the content to light for you, all in audio format. Before we jump in today, if you are listening to this in the month of June, in the summertime, right away when this went live, you might be playing catch up, so don't worry, we'll jump into the good stuff in a second. But if you are listening to this as soon as it goes live in the month of June, I just want to make sure that you are on my newsletter list, because I have some big announcements that are coming up in the next few weeks, and I really do not want you to miss it. So if you are not on my newsletter list, you don't hear from me on Mondays with my weekly EdTech favorites in your inbox, make sure to sign up. Go to classtechtips.com/signup. Of course, when you sign up, you'll get the newsletter starting on Mondays, and you'll get access to a whole bunch of my free EdTech guides. It'll come right away with your confirmation email. What I really care about today, why I'm taking the time to tell you on this podcast episode, is because of these big announcements coming up next month. I don't want you to miss a thing. It's something totally new I haven't done before. I'm having a hard time keeping it a secret, but I just cannot wait to tell you all about it, and we'll make this announcement in July. So classtechtips.com/signup is where you go to get on the list. That way you will be the first to know all about it. This week's podcast is titled, How to Make the Most of Webinars. Where do you go to find new information or learn something new? From blog posts to podcast episodes, there are so many ways to gather new ideas related to just about any topic. Some companies focus primarily on sharing information in this virtual format, and plenty of folks, myself included, use teacher webinars as a way to connect with an audience. Attending a virtual event like a webinar is one of the 12 action items on my special free download, 12 EdTech Tips for the Most Successful Year Yet. You can access that from the show notes page for this podcast. I've hosted hundreds of webinars, no exaggeration, talking triple digits of webinars, and I love this platform for teaching and learning. Both live and pre-recorded teacher webinars can share information that is actionable and ready for you to try out in your classroom. Well, in this episode, I'll share 10 tips for making the most out of a webinar. We all know that making the most of a webinar goes way beyond signing up and showing up. There are strategies that you can put into practice so every minute of a webinar packs a punch. In the list that follows, I'll go through my very favorite tips for making the most of webinars. I have a special blog post that talks about this topic too. If you head to the show notes for this episode, you'll find the full list of tips. Just go to classtechtips.com/podcast, where you'll see this episode on the list of my podcasts, and it will have the full list of what we're going to talk about in this webinar too. So if you are driving, going for a run, folding laundry, emptying the dishwasher, all the places I listen to podcasts, then you don't have to worry about jotting everything down. It'll be right there for you in the show notes at classtechtips.com/podcast. Although the tips in this episode are really from the perspective of a teacher webinar attendee, like what you need to do if you're going to watch and listen, if you are hosting webinars this year, you can take these best practices into consideration as well. So there's something for you here too, of course. You might share this resource with your audience before you go live so they can make the most of this time they spend with you too. Well, let's jump into the list. There are 10 tips on this list of how to make the most of webinars, and the first is set expectations. Before joining in a live webinar or pressing play on a recording, review the webinar description and expectations. Your time is precious, and you'll want to make sure the webinar you sign up for is going to cover information you are interested in learning more about this year. Most webinars have a short description on their landing page, followed by bullet points or a further breakdown of the information that the host will cover during the event. This information will help you set expectations for your time listening and watching the webinar. Tip number two is anticipate questions. After reviewing the description for the webinar, jot down the questions you would like answered during the event. Having a list of anticipated questions can help you focus on a few key takeaways and stay on the lookout for the information that means the most to you. If you don't find answers to the questions during the webinar, you can use them if there is time allocated for a Q&A or in a follow-up with the event organizers. Mark your calendar is tip number three. Many webinar registration pages have an option to create a calendar appointment for their event. So, if you use Google Calendar, you'll likely see a button that lets you create an event in your calendar for the webinar. Whether this happens automatically or not, you'll want to set a reminder to log into the webinar a few minutes early, just in case there are some technical issues, like the need to download special software. I also like to budget a little extra time on my calendar in case the webinar runs over a few minutes or the host adds some extra time for Q&A. Tip number four is get charged. And I don't mean get charged up, although that would probably be a good tip to add to the list. What I really mean is part of finding a comfortable spot to watch a webinar is making sure your devices are fully charged and ready to go. So if you anticipate the power running out on your device, you'll want to make sure your charger is handy. Sometimes I know that I won't be able to sit at my computer for an entire live webinar. When this happens, I usually log in on my phone. This way, if I have an appointment or know that I need to run to the post office before it closes, I can just listen in to the last few minutes. This is a strategy I really use. I did it not that long ago where I was listening to a webinar that was hosted on Zoom. I use the Zoom app on my phone to start, even though it made the screen a little small, because I knew I was going to have to walk out of my apartment and leave with the webinar going. I didn't want to miss a thing. So knowing what device you're going to use and that it's charged up is a super important tip. So far on our list, we have four tips we've spotlighted: set expectations, anticipate questions, mark your calendar, and get charged. Let's keep going. Tip number five is bring headphones. Now, if you simply listen into a webinar that doesn't allow for audience members to use audio to ask questions, this tip isn't crucial. In the same way you might listen to a podcast on speakerphone, if there's no one else around you, then playing the webinar straight from the speakers on your computer is totally fine. However, if you are speaking on the webinar, you'll want to have headphones handy to eliminate any background noises when it's your turn to talk. Or if you know that you're in a shared office space or there's lots of folks running around your home when you want to listen in, having earbuds in might be helpful to help you stay focused too. Tip number six, all the snacks. If we've met at a conference before, you've probably seen me holding a cup of tea or searching for hot water to fill up my empty cup. Whether I'm sitting at my desk or running through an airport, I usually have a cup of tea or at least a water bottle within reach. So if you know you are carving out time to watch a webinar, get all of your snacks ready and within reach. Tip number seven, take notes. Before the webinar begins, determine where and how you will take notes. I know that when I lead a webinar, I usually announce whether the recording will be available for replay or if there's a special link to request extra resources. You might set up a folder in your Google Drive where you have a new Google Doc for each webinar you attend this school year. Alternatively, you might use Evernote, the Notes app on your smartphone, or even a bullet journal to keep track of your notes. With three tips left, tip number 8 is contact information. The host of a webinar usually shares their contact information at the beginning or the end of the webinar. Sometimes I'll jot down this information in my notes, and other times I will take a screenshot of the slide that has the information. Knowing the host's email address or social media handles is crucial if you anticipate having follow-up questions or like to connect with them for a future project. Of course, if you have a confirmation email in your inbox from the webinar, there's often contact information there too. But if an organization, if a company is putting on a webinar and they have a guest host that doesn't work for them full-time, it's great to know what their contact information is because it might be separate from the sponsoring organization. Tip number 9, live discussions. Many webinars include an option to participate in a live discussion. This usually takes the form of a back channel where you and other attendees can take part in a conversation as the webinar is happening. Often, this becomes a space for attendees to share additional resources or even answer questions that you might post while the host of the webinar is talking. If the webinar you attend doesn't have a space like this, so like a chat box or a back channel, social media channels like Twitter are a great place to share your learning while the webinar is taking place. Sometimes a webinar host will announce a hashtag at the beginning of a webinar too. The final tip is to take action. To truly make the most of a webinar, you need to put your learning into action. When the webinar comes to an end and you review your notes, take a moment to commit to action. Educators who've attended a workshop with me know that I like to set goals using the phrases this week, this month, this year. Your goals might not fall into all of these categories, but I encourage you to think of your next steps as soon as the webinar ends. This way, you really will have made the most of the time you carved out to learn something new. Webinars are a fantastic way to find out about something new. Whether you hope to spend more time this year learning through virtual channels like webinars, or simply want to up your webinar game, I hope these tips will come in handy. If you have a strategy for making the most out of a webinar that I didn't include on the list, add it in the comments to wherever you're listening to this podcast, or share it on social media and make sure to tag me at Class Tech Tips so I can see what you're thinking too. So let's make this EdTech easy. First, choose a webinar to watch. Then decide on 2 tips from the list you want to focus on. Next, watch the webinar with these tips in mind. Finally, take action from what you learned and even set a reminder to hold yourself accountable. Thanks so much for joining me on today's podcast, all about how to make the most of webinars. If you get a chance to leave a review or give a shout out somewhere, I would really appreciate it. I love bringing you free resources like this podcast to energize and elevate teaching and learning. Leaving a review wherever you listen to this podcast not only makes my heart smile, but it helps other people figure out if this episode, if this podcast is going to be the right fit for them. I'd really appreciate if you take a moment today to leave a review on whether it's just the stars or it is a sentence or two. Thank you so much for putting in that extra piece for me. I really appreciate it.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech Podcast wherever you're listening.